Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
So 2 years ago, I went to Bordeaux for the imprimeur, and we went to Chateau Pichon Baron, which was part of the portfolio of Exa Millésime.
I should clarify that you're in Paris, France at the moment. You speak fluent French, and I have no idea what you said. I was listening to the flowery words blossom from your mouth, and I have no idea those three locations that you just mentioned.
Sure. It's a very big winery. So Exa Millésime, you know, Exa is a big insurance company. And under its portfolio, it has this very interesting portfolio where they invest in wineries worldwide, including Bordeaux, Burgundy, Portugal. So Chateau Pichon Baron is quite like a very famous one, where when we were there, the managing director, Christian Seeley, was there. I asked this guy, hey, you know, share with me how you price your wine. And this guy was, you know, looking after all those major wineries in the region. And he said, I will charge the highest price my regular customers will enthusiastically buy. So word for word, this is what he said. I will charge the highest price my regular customers will enthusiastically buy. And I was like, wow, that literally summarized what we do in pricing, coming from, you know, the top guy setting prices for a lot of bottles that you might find in a wine shop. So the secret behind all that is, then how do you know what is the highest price your regular customers will enthusiastically buy, right? So again, back to what we were discussing at the beginning, it is all about finding out what your customers are like, what they are willing to pay for. And, you know, here in France, it is quite, and probably the same thing in California as well. A lot of big domain like Chateau, they start having this kind of like wine tourism. So people can go visit, you know, the Chateau, they drink the wine and they can stay there, enjoy, you know, the winery. It becomes more and more of a thing these days. And I think fundamentally, it's just, these days, people value more of this experience side of things and not just like the physical, you know, like the liquid they are drinking. Exactly. It's about selling the story, right? And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. There are so many different like winemakers in Bordeaux. Like, how do you stand out? Like, you know, how do you make sure like people know about you? Because if you don't have a story, then you are just another wine producer. And these days, the competition is high. You can't just be another wine producer. You need to have your own story, and you have to own that story to win your customers.
You mentioned that you are a big fan of wine. Do you have some favorites?
Yes. Actually, all my favorite wines are not that expensive. And probably because I can't afford very expensive bottles, too, number one. Also, I feel like there's just a lot of gems at price point that's sort of below $50. One of my favorite is from this producer, Okin Pinti. They are based in Victoria in Sicily. And the wine variety is called Frappato. So they have this Frappato from Okin Pinti. It is really the best summer wine. I don't know what type of wine you like, Forrest, but for me, you know, on a nice summer day, sometimes I feel like having a glass of red, which is slightly chilled and sort of just very light, fruity. And this wine ticks all the boxes for me.